Hey guys, so I would like to respond to the comment that I don't have enough and fill in the blank. I know I talked about the idea that there isn't enough money in the college episode, and for whatever reason, when people talk about affording kids, like I said in that episode, they're talking about college, or at least they bring up college. And that makes sense. College has a big price tag. But I've, like I said in that episode, never heard anyone say, I don't have enough money for food, or I don't have enough money for clothes, or I don't have enough money for their sports. And it's just interesting that they bring up college. And I think all that is just a worry about what the parents feel they owe their kids and feel responsible for and think their kids are entitled to. And not that I disagree with sending your kids to college or paying for your kids to college, but I do challenge those ideas and thoughts in the There Isn't Enough Money episode about college. But today I just want to talk about that there isn't enough in general. And the reason why I want to do a whole different episode on this is that I think this comes from the idea, or really a fear, that there's just not enough of whatever. And I want to address it differently because I don't want to go into all the nitty-gritty of, you know, your kid could go to trade school, your kid could go to the military, your kid could pay for his or her own college, you could get loans, you don't have to go to college, or just don't worry about something that's happening in 18 years. I don't want to go into all that practical side. I kind of want to talk more about the fear and the worry that's driving that thought. And the image that came up in my mind was the scene from the movie Big Fat Greek Wedding. And I'm sure you've seen it because I think everyone has seen it. And if you haven't, you need to see it. It's a funny movie. And I feel like everyone can relate to it because even if you don't have a big family, you feel as though you probably have a crazy family, or at least a crazy family member. And there's some character that you can relate to in that movie. And so for those of you who've seen it, there's a scene that you could probably recall of the mom making dinner for the first time when she's going to meet her daughter's future in-laws. So their future in-laws as well. So the bride is calling up the mom from work and the mom's at home. And the mother of the soon-to-be bride is peeling potatoes. And the daughter, who's going to be getting married, says, "Mom, I already peeled potatoes this morning. What are you doing?" And she's like, "Oh, you didn't peel enough." And she's like, "It's just me, my fiance, and his parents. That's three more adults. You know, you and dad, five, me is six." And the mom's like, "Oh no, I invited the family." And the daughter's like, "You invited the whole family?" Which I guess is like 75 people, because they just have a crazy amount of cousins, and their cousins have kids, and the aunts and uncles, and, you know, so the grandparents. And it's so funny. And then a cousin or a brother-in-law, some man knocks on the back door, a family member, and she opens her back patio door, and he brings in like a full lamb from the butcher. Then I think they roast the lamb on the spigot in the front yard, and it's all just like weird and crazy, and it's just a funny scene. But the mom has like 85 potatoes on the counter that she's peeling when she's talking to her daughter on the phone. So they show the daughter at work on the phone, and then they show the mom at home peeling the potatoes, and there's just like this mound of potatoes. And if you can't relate to that, or you haven't seen the movie, I'm sure you all can relate to a holiday, you know, birthday, Christmas, Easter, 4th of July, where you were with a family member and they were just like, I don't think we have enough. Like there's not enough. And you look and you see like a mound of food, or just, you know, kids playing, people not caring about eating because they're having too much fun to sit and eat, or just, you know, the reality is like there's three times the amount of food for the people, but the person who's cooking or hosting is just like, I don't have enough. Like we might run out. And you're just like, I don't think that's possible, but it doesn't really matter what you say, because then they're by and there's just not enough. And I think that we can do this in every area of life, but that's just the best illustration. And that's the picture that came to my mind. And so to relate it to, you know, parenting and raising children and deciding to have more children or not, it's like we are just sometimes, and of course, there are times where we don't have enough of something. And, you know, in, on a more serious note, we maybe should think about whether or not we can take care of another kid or take care of X, Y, or Z for a child, or, you know, if we have a health issue or a financial issue or a mental health issue or special needs children. So there is all that. But, and of course, we've adopted, as I shared, so that is expensive and, you know, you might not have enough money to adopt. So I don't want to downplay any of those things, but just in general, I think we can all honestly say, me included, and my husband included, and every person on earth included, that we've had moments where there's like 85 potatoes and we're just like, I hope there's enough, even though we're inviting two adults over. Now, granted, in the movie, she ends up having like 100 people because the family's huge. But it's just that concept that when people come over, we're like afraid we're going to run out of food. It's like the same thought, like, if I have a baby, I'm going to run out. Like, really? I mean, there are legitimately hungry people and people who don't have clean drinking water in this world. But I think for those of you who are listening, I'm assuming if you have Spotify, that means you have an iPhone or an Android and other devices, and you're probably doing okay. And if you have moments spare in your life to listen to me rant and rave about my family, you probably are doing fine in terms of eating and drinking, and your kids are probably not running around naked, and they're probably going to school, and they're probably okay. And you probably have enough, and you probably have savings, and you probably have retirement, and you might even have money saved for college, and you probably do have enough. And so maybe you're like, okay, yeah, I get it. You're right. I can probably afford another kid, and there probably is enough money, but I don't know if I have enough time or enough love. And I just think it's all the same. Like, we can apply this principle to anything. Like, I don't know why we tell ourselves there's not enough time. I often think that when, and since I don't have that issue with, like, I don't have enough time to spend with my kids because I've decided to have a lot of kids and I think they're doing fine with the amount of time I give them. And I also really rely on the fact that they, I've been giving them siblings and they have and will have each other most likely after I die. And so I tell them that a lot, especially when they're fighting, like, you need to get along even when I'm dead. Or if they're crying, like right now, and whining about me spending more time with the baby or all my time with the baby or constantly nursing the baby, not putting the baby down so I can't do whatever they want or give them what they're asking, I just say, I'm giving you this this infant is, you know, not fun now maybe, but this will be your brother you can play with for the rest of your life, hopefully. And you'll be together and you'll have a friend forever. So I'm giving you this gift. I have to take care of him. I have to feed him. So I'm not really, I don't have an issue about not giving them enough time or love or whatever. But I know that is an argument. And I guess if you can't get on the, like, I'm giving them siblings board, or like on board with, you know, oh well, entertain yourself, you want to be the one to give them the undivided time or undivided love, undivided attention. I get it. I just think we can all challenge the there isn't enough time. Oh, that's what I was referring to. So I don't have the issue with the kids, but I do have an issue that I have to manage my mind on. And that's what I work on in my life coaching, is just managing what I'm thinking, because a lot of times I'm thinking things that are false. And so in my mind, the struggle is there's not enough time to get housework done, because I do think I give my kids attention and time, and my husband and friends, and you know, I like to do relaxing and fun things and make time for exercise and make time to buy healthy food and eat healthy and, you know, sometimes like to watch a movie and read a book. So I do think there's not enough time for housework. And with a lot of kids and a lot of people making a lot of messes, especially we've been homeschooling and now it's summer anyways, so they're home no matter what school you're in, but it's just like constant mess, and there's not enough time. But then again, it's like, okay, I decide what I do with my time. So if I really don't like the fact that the house is messy, or if I want to see a clean house all the time, or if it stresses me out to see a mess or clutter, then I need to make a schedule and have them all do chores. Or I need to just tell myself, I can't do this thing, I'm going to clean for 2 hours. But yeah, I'm like making it a big deal in my mind about time, when really, like, what does that even mean? There's not enough time. Like, okay, yes, there's 24 hours in a day. You can't do everything. But, like, I decide what I do with my time. I mean, I'm not even working, you know, for an employer. I work for myself, and then I stay at home with the kids. So I decide what I do, really. And, yeah, so I just think we can all challenge, myself included, the idea that there isn't enough. And you have to ask yourself what that is that there isn't enough of. But I'm pretty sure there's enough if the thing is important to you. So that is my thought for today. And the baby is 2 weeks old. He's doing well. And we're enjoying our new little one. Hope you are also enjoying your day. And I'll be back soon with another response to another question about my quote-unquote big family.